This is Here and Now. If you're one of those last-minute, down-to-the-wire, deadline-defying holiday shoppers, you better get going. Time is running out for you and hordes of like-minded procrastinators. But today, we'd like to take a trip to a store not too far from our studios where time has largely stood still. In an age of big box chain stores, this little store really stands out. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has our story.
The red storefront at 371 Harrod Street in Brookline, Mass. Is tiny, but you can't miss it. It's the one with the candy cane striped awning that looks like a place Hansel and Gretel might call home. A gentle jingle of the bells on the door, and you're in. And there, sitting in a sturdy armchair next to the candy display, filled chock-a-block with Snickers and Jujubes, Reese's Pieces, Lifesavers, and Chuckles, is the person who makes this store so special.
I am Ethel Weiss, and I own Irving's Toy and Card Shop, and I've been here since 1939, January 1939.
Nearly 75 years ago, Ethel and her husband Irving Kravitz bought this little sliver of a store. He wanted to buy a bowling alley, but this was all they could afford. They tripled the size of the store in 1948. Today, it's a shoebox-shaped space, about 15 by 40. Irving passed away in 1960. 2 years later, Ethel married Abe Weiss. He too died, and Ethel, now 99 years old, continues to run the toy and card shop.
And I love it here, and I love the children that come from school.
Business picks up mid-afternoon.
Everybody comes here after school.
I'm buying a 3 Malcatillo Theo.
Just going to get some candy. I'll get some Skittles and some gum. Irving's is the best.
A trickle of students from a nearby school turns into a steady stream, exchanging coins, smiles, and kind words.
It's exact change.
That's right.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, we're regular customers.
They're wonderful boys.
It's a cooler shop than any other shop.
We have two, and here's one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Ethel.
So long.
Bye, Ethel.
Bye.
Have kids changed over these 74 years that you've been here?
Not really. The kids are still wonderful if they're approached properly.
What's the proper approach?
Treat them right. Be fair with them.
Whenever I don't have a lot of money, I just come here.
It's an awesome store. Whenever you have change, you just come here and you get something.
I know that. Right? Try to discourage them from buying too much stuff.
You're kidding. That's what you're in business for.
Well, I know, okay, so but sometimes I don't want them to gain too much weight and then blame me. You know.
Arden Reamer enters Irving's toy store with her two kids in tow. They live right around the corner and are regular customers.
Hi.
We're all here.
Another interview.
The kids make a beeline to the toys. Irving's is a time capsule. No video games, no batteries needed. There are squirt guns in puzzles, yo-yos in pirate patches, imagination in abundance on neatly stocked shelves.
They have bought probably every bit of merchandise in this store several times over, like these cars over here. They would come home.
Well, get two things.
Liz, we're being interviewed. Do you want to introduce yourself? What's your name?
Alice.
And how old are you, Alice?
14.
Whoops, not quite.
You're not 14.
How old are you? I'm just pretending 14.
And Alice, who is dressed entirely in purple, has picked out a purple jump rope because Ethel carries purple and pink jump rope because Ethel carries those.
And if you need Groucho glasses, silly putty, or a Woolly Willy magnet hair toy, it seems Ethel's cornered the world market.
I think there is a secret. I think everyone loves Ethel, and Ethel loves her customers.
It says so right on the button Ethel made and wears every day. I love my customers. And she knows them, and their parents, and their parents' parents. Generations returning to this tiny store filled with memories.
They come from all over the world. With their grandchildren.
And they stop in?
Yeah, of course. This is one place they have to come. See if I'm still here. And they buy my poster, Thoughts for a Happier Life. It's on the refrigerator in many homes.
Thoughts on Living a Happy Life are the distilled words of wisdom from a life well lived for 99 years. Ethel published the poster and sells it in her store. Care about how you look. Dress neatly and in good taste, it advises. Avoid bad habits. Try to be organized.
So, I got to ask you, Ethel. The last thought for a happy life you have on your poster, it says, enjoy being yourself. Do you live those words?
Of course. I love being myself. And I can brag about myself all day.
For three quarters of a century, Ethel Weiss hasn't done anything special to prepare Irving's Toy and Card Shop for Christmas. For generations of customers, she's special enough. For Here and Now, I'm Bruce Gellerman in Brookline, Massachusetts.
Now, I imagine that Ethel Weiss doesn't have a website, which she did. And if she did, maybe she'd pop up on a Google search, because Americans like to search for retail. And according to Google, American consumers are looking for a bargain. This year's most searched stores on Google were Kohl's, followed by JCPenney. People on the Kohl's site were generally there to check out the chain's coupon offerings or Black Friday specials. The upscale store Nordstrom, however, was the third most searched retail store. But shoppers there were more likely to be looking for Nordstrom Rack, the retailer's discount outlet. And if they weren't looking for the Rack, they went to Nordstrom's shoe department.
And that was just the tip of the iceberg from Google's annual list of its most searched for terms in different categories. And you can look at all the different countries of the world and what they're searching for. The most searched for food company, Magna, was Pizza Hut. Mm-hmm. Most searched for hybrid or electric car was the Chevy Volt. New cars altogether, it was the Corvette Stingray. The most searched for recipe was chili,
okay,
followed by lasagna, and then the cronut, which you can Google if you want to find out what that is. Here's something interesting. The most searched for term of the year in Denver and Washington, D.C. was Boston Marathon. Of course, this was the year that we had the Boston Marathon bombing. But in Boston, that term was actually number three. Number two, the Bruins. Number one, the Red Sox. And the most searched for song lyrics was this song. It is, of course, Thrift Shop by Macklemore, and you're listening to Here and Now.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up, I got a big...
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.